Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug and I love movies.
This is Doug Loves Movies.
Coming to you once again as part of the DVE 8th Annual Comedy Festival in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. This time we are at the recently remodeled and improved improv in Homestead, Squirrel Hill adjacent. So exciting. I love a good mall town. And as you can see from my prize bag, I've eaten in one of mall town's finest eateries. P fucking Chang's. More about that later. It's Sunday, June 29th, 2019, and I know you got name tags. I already see some damn Dunkin' Donuts on the stage. Congratulations on getting those into a restaurant. Some clubs will let people in with their donuts, but you did it. But let me go ahead. Let me see the name tags. I'm also shy about it, which is adorable. We got Chris Congeniality. Good job, Chris. Anchorman, the legend of Ron Morgan D. Morgan. Good. There's ones behind Morgan that there's so much going on, I can't even begin. I have to do a DMV eye test soon, and I'm fucked because I can't make out anything that's going on either of your posters. Never been. Chris? Yeah, Chris. This one's real close and real dumb. Go ahead and show everybody. It's Spider Rob. All right, that's enough of that. You can't, who's gonna top Spider Rob? But great job, everybody. And if you're, you know, if you're a WDVE radio listener here in Pittsburgh, and you're not familiar with Doug Loves Movies, but you still came down today, thank you for being here. And you know, we would love for you to join the cult. Bring a name tag next time. Doug plugs, Wednesday night, July 3rd, I'm doing stand-up in Dayton at the Funny Bone with two special guests. Come on down for an intimate night of 4th of July Eve comedy. By intimate night, I mean the turnout's going to be bad. Then Friday and Saturday, July 5th and 6th, I'm doing three stand-up shows and one Doug Loves Movies taping at Go Bananas in Cincinnati. It's actually in Montgomery, but we call it Cincinnati because that's the big place right there. And this year, my annual Dabs Day show on July 10th is at Laughs in Tucson, Arizona, my first time playing that club. For all my dates and deeds, go to DougLovesMovies.com.
That's DougLovesMovies.com. Yeah! Come on!
Shh. What was that with the hands? I didn't know hand movements were involved, too. I thought it was all verbal. But again, apologies to anyone who doesn't know what just happened. That was seriously my favorite part of the show, because it's so weird. I brought for the prize bag tonight, someone tonight's going to win a bunch of prizes brought by me and my guests. I brought a Doug Loves Movies sticker, a book that was recommended to me by our friend Leonard Maltin, and he sent me a couple of copies, so I got one to give away. It's called Wild and Crazy Guys, and it's by Nick DeSemlian, and it's about these guys, Chevy Chase, Bill Murray, Dan Aykroyd, like that generation of Eddie Murphy and Steve Martin, that generation of guys who became famous on TV through like SNL and then became hugely popular movie stars. So a book all about that. I haven't read it yet, which sounds interesting. A fortune cookie from P.F. Chang's, the aforementioned. And I will have some of these available for sale for, bless you over there, $10 cash only. If you only have 20s, buy two. It's a, by Rockin' Pins. You can go to rockinpins.com to buy one. But it's a tiny little Doug Benson pin for like a lapel, or if you have a lot of pins that you wear, you can put it on there with them. So I'm giving one of those away tonight and then selling the rest in the lot, the rest of them. Not all of them. I'm going to sell more in the lobby after. But then check this out, you guys. I went to this thing in L.A. called I Like Scary Movies Experience, where you take pictures in fake sets that are designed to look like Beetlejuice and It and The Shining and other movies. At one point, they give you a penny, a customized penny that's got Pennywise on it from It, and it says I Like Scary Movies on it. And I, you know, since they gave it to me, I feel obligated to plug it and get rid of it. You know, because find a penny, pick it up all day long, you have good luck. If it has Pennywise on it, you're fucked. I think that's how that goes. And they were talking about it on the DVE morning show the last couple days. So if you're here for this, it really is happening. The winner today is going to get four tickets to see their huge show tonight at the, what is it, PGG Arena. It's some paint company. And they have an arena. It better look beautiful on the outside. Or everywhere. All the walls should look great at the paint arena. PPG Paints Arena. There it is. And of course, Bill Burr is headlining tonight, so that's going to be very exciting. And that's also why we took away one of the chairs at the before the show started today, because I was hoping to convince Bill to come down here, but there's probably some sports thing on TV in his hotel room. But does anybody here not have tickets for tonight and are excited about the possibility of going? Yeah, okay, good. Yeah, so hold your name tags up extra high when when everybody comes out to pick name tags. And let's get them out here. Three fellas that are going to be also at this huge show here in town tonight. Please give it up for Roy Wood Jr., Ian Bagg, and Randy Bauman. Hey, guys.
Doug, what's up, baby?
Hey, dude.
Yeah. Goddamn movie crowd.
Here we are. Yeah, this is the movie crowd. They've some of them have fashioned.
Oh shit! I left my gift.
Name tags. Oh, there he goes. It was great having him. First time with Roy. All right, well, you know, there's enough of us left to keep going.
Yeah, we don't have to stop.
He'll be back soon. But let's meet these guests individually. All first-time guests on the show, so I'm excited to have every single damn one of them. But let's say hello to Ian Bagg, everybody.
Welcome.
How's it going, dude?
Good, buddy. How are you?
I'm good. You're performing tonight at a paint arena.
Yes. I'm doing swatches of comedy.
You're gonna make that place all red, right? And yeah. with when you murder in front of, it's gonna be thousands of people. Is this the biggest crowd you've ever played to?
No, I've done other shows. I'm very popular in Europe.
When I heard they're having a heat wave stars. Over
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
But what do you mean? How often have you played a bigger show? I mean, this is huge.
I opened for Gabriel Iglesias in Europe, so I did all hockey arenas with him. So it was funny.
Oh, yeah. So you're used to a hockey arena vibe.
I am used to it because I'm fantastic. It's weird because I wanted to be an NHL star, and the only way I could get into those rinks, into the dress rooms, is to do comedy.
That's still pretty awesome, though, that you got there.
No, not at all. My father hates me.
Well, I wish you luck tonight, and I hope you score a lot of goals. I hope it doesn't go into overtime and other hockey references. Oh my God, can you imagine if you're doing your set and the Zamboni fires up?
I'd love to drive out on the Zamboni, that'd be awesome.
Do you guys support the hockey team here? Are you into it?
No. No.
What are they called?
Pittsburgh.
I mean, I like them already because that's the best thing to name a hockey team after. I grew up in San Diego, where for a while we had the Gulls.
They're tough.
Fucking tough birds.
They're tough birds. They'll steal your food.
Well, thank you for being here, Ian. And let's also say hello to Roy Wood Jr., everybody.
Hello, Doug. Thank you for having me, man. I mean that.
Thank you for, you know, getting into town early and doing this, because I know you got a big show tonight.
Goddamn traffic.
The traffic in Pittsburgh is a mess.
What are we doing here?
I mean, at least the scenery is nice when you're fucking stuck in traffic. Oh, look at that tree.
That's the thing with mountain towns. There's never like a parallel street. Like, fuck it, take the next street over. There is no next street. There's just a river.
Yeah. Now, I think the movie A Bridge Too Far is based on Pittsburgh. Thank you. But Roy, you two are going to be on this big-ass show tonight. That's pretty exciting, right?
Biggest show before this, early in my career, I opened for the Righteous Brothers. 8,500 people.
Oh, my God. You can't stop that love and feeling. It's the only one I know. That's where that reference game ends.
Yeah, I was like 21. I didn't know who the fuck they were. It was money.
I mean, even the word righteous probably wasn't so cool at that time.
Yo, it was $100 to do 10 minutes. That's a good gig. Like, you know that's quality fucking money.
Yeah, no. That's bad math.
And how did it go, though? Did they like you?
Oh, it was great, man. It was old white people. They was fucking with me. Like, it was good. They had, like, groupies and shit after the show, too, which it made me respect them more. Mm-hmm. That, like, people, like, past fucking age was still like, I'll fuck with you.
Also joining us.
Look, until you see a 70-year-old, wait to meet an 80-year-old. You'll understand. No, that's respect if you're at that age and still fucking. I don't want you to think that.
No, I'm fast approaching that, and it's I really the people I like the least are old people, and I'm becoming one. So we'll see what happens. Right? Because most of the things that are wrong are because of old people.
What?
Most of our laws that are antiquated are because old people are insisting on keeping them. Right? I'm sitting in Philadelphia, the city decriminalized weed, but I'm sitting in Homestead where they're like, We don't want your kind around here. And I'm like, I'm white. But anyway. Oh, one more guest to introduce. The reason we're all here, quite literally.
No, not really, no.
You decided to do this.
I did, but you decided to agree to do this.
Well, see, but somebody's got to start with the request for it all to trickle down from there. That's old people invented that, trickle-down economics. Doesn't work. It's Randy Bowman, everybody!
Yeah, thanks so much. Dude, it's a real privilege to be the understudy here to replace Jessica and Bill. I was here to break glass in case of emergency, and so honored to fill that spot.
Well, that's a kind of a time-honored tradition on Doug Loves Movies to keep the guests a secret because, you know, if somebody does cancel or if somebody might be around that people think might show up, doesn't, you know, for all those situations, you're covered. You know, they can't go like, oh, well, they might be a little disappointed, but less so than if you tout that someone's going to be there.
And for the second year in a row, we completely ignored that and told everybody who planned on being
here. Exactly what was happening.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, Jessica Curson, not unfortunately, because good for her, she's got a part in this Pete Davidson, Judd Apatow movie. And so she had to like shoot all night last night. And she's still going to make it to the concert tonight, but she's comfortably resting now, I assume.
Yeah, straight from set to the airport.
Comfortably resting. It sounds like she was in an accident or something. She's comfortable now. She's
stable. No, I just didn't want anybody to think she's not going to make the show because, you know, she was too tired to make it to this show. We've established that, but she's going to come out of it in time for tonight's show.
Fresh
and I get it. I get the difference between 200 people and, you know, 10,000 people. I understand. That those 10,000 people will keep you awake even if you don't want to be.
Right.
You're not going to walk out in front of 10,000 people and doze off.
Probably not.
No. But thank you for having this whole festival.
Oh, yeah, man.
Eighth year.
Yeah, it's been crazy. Like, if you look at the lineup of people that we've had through the years, it's pretty awesome to watch. Like, you know, because we always do it in a place that has 1,200 capacity at the Byam Theater. And Roy's been on, I think this is Roy's third one.
Yeah, second or third.
Yeah. I know you did the Sully and Son tour that went through the Byam.
Yeah, we came and drank a lot. I don't remember why I was here.
That was the night I met Kenny G, and I had dinner with Kenny G.
Yeah.
That's
I sat down at a bar when I was going to meet Roy and those guys, and I wanted to grab a bite really quick, and I sat down next to Kenny G, who happened to be coming through Pittsburgh, because he flies his own plane, and he didn't want to fly at night, so he'd gotten as far as Pittsburgh, coming back from New York, and he stopped and he went and had dinner at this place on the south side.
He treated your whole city like a rest stop.
He did.
That story really lacked details.
He's also a pilot you don't want to fly with. I don't like flying at night. It's not something you'd want to hear from a pilot. That means you're not good. Holy shit, calm me down with your music, but I both hands on the wheel, motherfucker.
You know,
the yoke.
If you fly at night, how do the planes see each other?
I don't know, man.
He's got a really good point.
Kenny goes without radar. It's on instinct.
Just like his music.
Yeah. That's what the G stands for. Good point. All right.
How did you have dinner with him? Can I ask more about this Kenny G thing?
Please.
I sat down next to him and go, you're alone.
Bar and I didn't realize it. And then someone came up and asked for his autograph. And I was like, oh, man, I'm sitting next to Kenny G. And eventually, he liked the beer glass I had. And he was like, hey, how do I get one of those? And I was like, well, you just order it, Kenny G. It's a Peroni. I'm like, hi, I'm Randy. And like our dinners were being timed at the exact same time. So I knew, I'm like, I'm literally going to have three courses with Kenny G right now. And he was lovely. He was a very nice guy. And he set me up when I went to, it's true. When I went to Venice Beach, he's like, you have to eat at my favorite restaurant when you go out there. And I emailed him and he got me a reservation and I went and ate there.
Pretty sure his boyfriend.
I'm all right with it. I mean, Kenny and I are tight. He's a good guy.
Call him right now.
I don't have his digits. I do have his email. Well, I felt...
Kenny Gmail?
Oh, quick, email him.
I'll let you know if I get an email by the time we're done here.
Kenny Gmail.
You know his last name is Gorlick.
Gorlick?
Shut up. All right. You're not dating.
Then I get it. I get the Kenny G thing now.
You have to go by G.
Kenny Gmail?
Should have gone with Lick. Kenny Lick.
Kenny can't fly at night mail.
Well, now that we've
established... I'm so rich I can afford a plane, but I don't know how to get a glass. Fucking furious. How do you get one of those? Back pocket, wallet.
Well, I wasn't going to engage him, so you don't want to do the, like, wallet, oh, there's a celebrity, wallet. I'm going to bother him thing.
Let me get one for you, Kenny.
I don't think the word wallet's going to come up much, but that'd be a fun wrinkle if whenever one of my guests says wallet, everybody in the audience starts yelling it. It'll really trip somebody out. How'd you feel about it?
Wallet.
Yeah. Did you hear people saying it?
I heard it. I was just like, yeah. I thought.
You think people are that into you? They just repeat the best words?
No, I just thought they were huge Fisherman fans, and they yelled out walleye. Be honest with you, that's what I heard of.
Walleye.
Just a bunch.
But you said wallet.
I know, but it. I was confused, but at the same time, I was just like, well, this is life.
In the movie Wall Street, just to let you know where this wallet thing came from.
Don't want to know.
It's a great clip. In the movie Wall Street, Charlie Sheen and Martin Sheen are in an elevator, and Martin Sheen says, he gets mad at Charlie, and he says, I don't judge a man by the size of his wallet! And ever since I talked about that on the show, people are yelling wallet.
It's yelling wallet.
Yeah, it's
weird.
Well,
Kenny G's wallet is small because he's got no money in it. Judge him.
So what'd you guys bring for the prize bag? Who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
All right.
I wanted to do something,
Randy,
that was like a little Pittsburgh-oriented.
That's nice.
So I got a Myron Cope bobblehead here, which, if you don't know, Myron Cope was like the legendary Pittsburgh Steelers play-by-play. Well, he was the color analyst, but he had a real unique sort of voice and verbiage. He used a pretty unique word. Yeah, yoy and double yoy. He was
had.
Married. Yeah, he passed away. He's deceased.
All right. Well, do you have any more dead dolls in there?
He was. It's not like Annabelle. It's not going to come to life.
Do you have any more shit for people to take home, scare their children?
It's an old man screaming Yiddishisms. It's got a battery, I believe, too. But since he was famous for drinking hot toddies, I have a Jameson to go along with that.
Oh, yeah.
And then...
Was he, like, drinking on the air like Harry Carey and shit?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he definitely got lit a lot. There was, at the end of his career, he famously was celebrating with the Steelers 79... Super Bowl team, and he stayed out all night with those guys, and he was late for the game, and he drove his car into the stadium. He hit Heinz Field with his car, the actual stadium, and showed up late to the broadcast and was bleeding from the head, and still sat down and was ready to go.
Well, let's do this.
Yeah, he's like, I just ran into Heinz Stadium, but I'll, you know, just keep talking and I'll catch up.
That one's when they didn't have security, when you could actually hit a building with a car and nobody freaked out.
Oh, the good old days, yeah.
Those are good times. Ruined by a certain group of people. I won't bring it up.
He was a pretty famous guy, but he still ended up getting a couple of DUIs.
In the 70s?
I think he continued the practice through the 80s and the, you
okay, because I was going to say, they didn't even have seatbelts in, so they weren't giving DUIs away in the 70s.
I also brought Three's Company playing cards and stickers.
Okay.
Oh, and they're in mint condition.
Somebody's junk drawer has been emptied.
You sure you don't want to just give away the time machine you came here in?
This guy from the 70s, the show from the 80s.
And I have a WDVE commemorative 50th anniversary
50.
T-shirt.
Yeah, this is the 50th anniversary.
50th anniversary. That's why we did the arena show and did it with Bill Burr and got Billy Gardell and Roy and Jessica and Ian to kind of blow it out.
You did, well, so you're saying now you might scale it back next year for 51?
Potentially, yeah. It's been kind of a pain in the ass to go this day.
It's a huge show, and I'm very, very excited for it. Thank you for bringing that stuff. Do you want to? Can you rebag it and pass it down to me?
Yeah.
And Ian, what do you have for us?
Well,
I'm so excited. You went shopping.
I did go shopping at the 7-Eleven near the hotel. And I got a movie pack. So if you guys are movie fans, I got a popcorn that you pop in a microwave, and I got two chocolate bars, and I got two Coca-Colas, because I overestimated and thought that you might have a spouse.
People are pretty paired up here. I don't see too many loners today.
Here's Randy's.
Thank you.
Gym bag. And that's mine right there. Thank you very much.
I love how you described everything, didn't bother to take it out. Like, well, just take my word for it. These are the things that are in
there. You want me to show it? But I thought people knew what chocolate bars are. Like, a lot of people didn't know what the fuck that bobblehead was, but I'm pretty sure people know what fucking popcorn is.
Well,
I'm sorry, I'm swearing.
Up,
I got skinny pop because it is. I need. You guys got to take it down a little bit here.
You can say skinny pop.
I couldn't
find the
regular pop. And
then you could become the skinny pop comic.
Yeah, skinny pop.
Yeah, you could get a, you know... I'm trying to get you guys deals.
Oh. I had no idea that's what was going on here.
Yeah, Ian Bagg should be in the Skinny Pop commercials. Remember how...
I like my popcorn.
Remember when John Doerr was in those cranberry ads? How do you think he got that? He was on my show and he brought some cranberries. What do you got for us, Roy?
Thanks for the applause.
Thanks, Ian.
Big clap for yours,
but not
mine.
These are some collector's items. Mini Smiley Cookies.
Game part.
I love the name.
Which you can only get at the Pittsburgh airport.
Oh.
Or you can get them other places? All right, I don't fucking know.
Maybe we're detecting a theme.
All collector's items here. A fresh bag of roasted in Pittsburgh. Is it pronounced La Prima?
Yeah, man.
Sounds
La Prima
right.
Coffee?
Yeah.
Yes, Paulie's blend. I don't know who Paulie is, but...
Some gangster.
I assume he's a cool motherfucker who also likes beans. It's already ground for you, because I didn't know if y'all had, you know... I don't know what your coffee situation is at your house. And lastly, I have an authentic Chick-fil-A Polynesian sauce.
You can't get these on Sunday, you guys. So you have this for tomorrow.
This is not for consumption. As
or
this
gaze.
Polynesian sauce, I've received a hot tip. Can't confirm, but received a hot tip that one of Le'Veon Bell's side chicks once touched this sauce. So it's good luck, is what I'm saying.
No, it's not.
It's good luck. Shit about him getting his jewelry stolen? How fucking hilarious was that? Did you guys laugh at that shit? The running back that used to be here, he fucking ditched the town.
What?
And he went to Miami, had a threesome, took a shower, woke up, the chicks took all his shit. I know that was like Christmas for you guys. Yeah, that was a good day.
Like all of that is in the prize bag. Here we go.
I'd like to apologize for my gifts.
Except for maybe, I don't
Thought
know about these smiley cookies.
They're individually wrapped, so you can consume all of
them. Yeah, I'm pretty into it. I'm going to take one. They're individually wrapped, so, you know. The winner doesn't have to worry about tampering. But just look at these goddamn cookies. They're little and they have a smile on them. It says right on it, reasons to smile, only 90 calories. That is 90. Fuck that. Jesus, I get that. I've wasted nut free. They're great to share. Okay, now they're reaching. Hey, want 45 calories? And they got no trans fats in them. Anyway, changed my mind. But they are cute. We also got some Dunkin' Donuts here on the stage, gentlemen. So if at any point in the show you feel like hurling a donut into the crowd, feel free to do that.
You allowed to throw them at people?
Mm-hmm.
So are you allowed to throw them at people?
Yeah.
This show just got
better. They'll even hold up their name tag and let you throw it at their name tag.
No. Wait, like a
frisbee? Yeah, go ahead. Just pick one out. You must be feeling like I'm setting you up for something, but this is legit.
Get
just
a glaze.
One.
Yeah,
there you
don't
go.
Get a chocolate.
And then
cover.
Hit like that one back there, the Deadpool one. Oh! That lady caught it good. She done good. But try again, Ian. That was like you know, you're just you gotta ease into it. Here, let's get Deadpool again. Well, you could go someone else, but that's one of the bigger ones. You want a big one. All right.
Jesus.
All right, that was good. Let me show you how it's done, though. Deadpool.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Here we go, Deadpool.
Set her down there, Cole. Don't throw the high heat.
Oh!
All right.
All the candy he pasted onto his poster fell off.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, sure. We got all day. You guys got a show tonight at 8.
That throw was almost wild enough to be in the Cubs bullpen, bro.
The sound when it hits is satisfying. Do you want to try it?
No. Not just throwing pastries at people. What is happening?
Why is this happening?
You good, Randy? We're going to need more donuts.
I'm good. I think.
Okay.
I don't think I can compete with Ian's donut hurling.
Oh, my God.
Is everybody okay?
Thank you. I'm going to need a napkin.
I just
because I'm so hard after doing that. Oh, my God. That was... I don't need to do the show tonight. I just maxed out now. Like, seriously, my career is over. I'm going to become a mechanic after this. I just hurled donuts at people, and they were excited.
They wanted it. They wanted you to throw donuts at them.
Waitress.
Can I do it again?
Yeah.
May I please have a double crown and Coke?
Hey, can I have a Tito's and soda?
I was not going to drink, but this is clearly a situation.
What is this thing called?
The whiskey is needed.
Darker the berry? Okay.
Oh, my! Are you okay?
She's okay.
Why? It's an Olin Ryan-y fucking pastry.
Because I was throwing it nice, and then Doug just whipped it, and I'm like,
fucking
yeah.
Soft
fuck
off.
Yeah.
No. Underhand like
no.
A softball.
She's 5 feet away from the stage.
I don't care. The guy behind her was 8. He was 8 feet away. I had to get it to him. Sadly, it went
did
off a little
know,
bit.
Ma'am, did you know? Did you know, ma'am? Did you know
stickier.
When you left the house today that hot donuts would be flying?
Let's do one. Let's do one into a hand. Give me a hand. Who hold your hand up if you want one? This guy right here.
This is.
Oh. I better do it again.
No, give it to him. Don't throw it back. Oh, he took a bite out of it.
He took a bite out of it.
That guy knows what he's
Jesus
doing.
Christ, let's try again. There you go.
Oh. All right, I'll do it nicely.
What? Can someone catch it in their mouth? That would be the...
Why not donut munchkins? They're smaller, they're shaped like a ball.
Oh, yeah, yes. You're right. You're right, nice. That is the way
in
to go.
Mouth. Well done. Yeah.
Like munchkins with a golf club. And
I kind of like the
chip shots.
We get the minis sometimes. Those are fun.
Sorry I hit you in the shoulder with a donut, lady.
It's your fault for crowding
was
the
it
plate,
the shoulder?
Ma'am.
But we just get what we get, you know? Like, there's no other donuts, right?
You crowd the plate, you know, the pitch is going down.
Oh, wait, here we go.
Little chin music.
What is that?
Little ones.
Oh, jeez. More ammo.
Little ones? So,
more
like, you
ammo.
Can hit little midget people with them? What's that?
We call them donetties. Oh, there you go.
Right.
Now we're talking. Oh, this one's partial.
Little frosted donuts.
There's so many people that don't want one. That lady again, I'm sorry. She's constantly ducking. You're gonna get PTSD from
this
a comedy show.
This is what they
show.
Do at Pirates games. They should just have a donut cannon.
I could see her walking into a Dunkin' Donuts. Just all jittery. All right, you guys. Look at that. Nice. This is like watching you down at the pond.
Yeah.
Throwing donuts to the birds and the fish.
I've been going about
that was
my career
smooth.
All wrong. People
no,
will
dude.
Let you just hit them with food.
I'm going to be honest with you. This is probably something you should do at the end. Because now I don't want to stop this at all. This is really exciting.
No, I didn't
exciting.
Throw anything. I used to play baseball. I'll flashback and I'll try to take out somebody's eye. And that's not nice.
So, Ian.
Yes.
whenever you know, get an answer right during the games, we'll have you throw another donut.
I'm pretty sure that's the last time I threw a donut. Because we'll I'm not good at knowledge.
You never know. You never know.
We'll find out. I'm pretty sure that's how knowledge doesn't work.
Yeah, no, it's weird.
You never know how much knowledge you have.
You know, because you like some movies, don't you?
I do. I love movies.
Well, I ask everybody one question before we get to the game portion, and I'll just start with you, Ian. What was the last motion picture that you saw in any format?
I seen Pirate Radio on HBO 3 nights ago.
Bless you.
There's a lady that's allergic to obscure movies.
Wasn't that Nick Hornby? Didn't he write that?
Maybe. Yeah, I think so. I think he did. And it was...
You should know. It's about a radio station. So
sure,
you
yeah,
love
we all start on pirate
stuff.
Ships, yes. And eventually make our way to land. Those were formative days.
Somalian pirate radio ship.
Yeah, but they did that pirate radio for guys like you.
Sure.
You know, they sacrificed by going out on a boat. Yeah. And doing radio.
That's right.
But did you like it? Was it good, Ian?
I did like it. I laughed a lot, and it was a very interesting movie. There was beautiful women in it, and there was really funny lines, and I really liked it.
I remember liking it. I haven't seen it for
apparently
a bit,
nobody though. Else has seen
Bill
it.
Bill Nighy's in that movie too, right? He's like he plays the same role in every one of those movies. The English actor who's in never mind.
They're all English.
I know they're all English.
That English actor, well, that is not helping me in that movie because it was from England.
There's like one American, though. Isn't like Philip Seymour Hoffman?
Yeah, Philip Seymour Hoffman's
in it
because they couldn't get Gaffigan. Have you noticed his movie career's picked up in the last couple of years since
all right,
the incident?
That's okay.
Gaffigan's doing much better, so I'm pretty sure Jim Gaffigan killed Philip Seymour Hoffman. I want to eat food. Murder, murder, murder.
Oh, thank you so much. I like this this berry drink. This very berry.
Sorry, got my donut salad.
Roy, what was the last movie you saw?
That new X-Men, the bad one. Like,
so what, did you like it?
It makes me not even want to go see Spider-Man. Like, you ever just get, like, scorned by one movie that you go, fuck that genre for a while? Like, it's like that. I'm going to knock out Spider-Man because I got to because somebody will spoil it for me. But, yeah, the X-Men movie, I saw that. And then I saw the Ava DuVernay When They See Us on Netflix, which is a very good true story. That's it, man. Those are like I have a child. I don't have time.
I get it. But that Netflix thing is like a series, right? Like a mini series, like only 4 or 5 episodes or something. Yeah, I got to watch that. It
looks super long.
Looks really good. Randy, what about you?
I watched Stan and Ollie with Steve Coogan and John C. Reilly. But it's a little weird because John C. Reilly has been so good at like disappearing into his roles, and I felt like he's finally reached a level of exposure where I'm having a hard time separating Steve Brule from the role he's playing in the movie. You know,
every time I see him, I just think Shake and Bake. Like I see John C. Reilly,
it's pretty good. But I also watched half of Putney Swope because I've been meaning to watch that forever. Do you know that movie?
No.
It was Robert Downey Sr.'s film that was like at the height of the Black Power movement, and it was like this satirical take on like a takeover by all these like this black guy that worked for this company, and they go out and market all these products in this like very sort of bizarre way. It's like avant-garde flick.
Pretty. And you've seen half of it.
Yeah, but it was very funny. I highly recommend the half I saw.
So you're psyched to get back to that.
I can't get, yeah. Next year, I'll let you know how the second half is.
Oh, my God. That'd be so great to get an update.
Yeah.
That's how he rebooks it.
Finally, we can find out if Putney Swope is worth it from beginning to end.
Highly recommend the 60-minute part, yeah.
But yeah, his father, Robert Downey Jr., he's a very, very interesting filmmaker. And actor, he appeared on camera quite a bit, too.
Yeah, it's really bizarre. And he actually dubbed in all of the lines for the lead actor. And I can't remember the lead actor's name now, but he did a few episodes of Sanford and Son. But he did the voice of that black dude for the whole movie. And, like, it's kind of
What? Is this a prequel to Black Klansman?
So or black actor a reboot? With white voice actor doing black
voice.
Yeah,
so Robert Downey Sr. does all of the dialogue.
What and he has this voice and it's thunder? Like this.
It's very bizarre.
And that was when America was great.
Also, I meant that other movie, Sorry to Bother You.
Mm.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Because in that one, white guys do the black voices.
Right. The guy from Oakland made that. I can't remember his name. But, yeah, it's a great flick.
Bruce Riley.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's all the movies that you guys have seen. Lots of great recommendations
Let's
in there.
Let's chuck some donuts!
Sorry, I hit you in the shoulder with a donut.
So let's move on to the part where I say, turn it off, Bert. Let the games begin!
What's that? Got it.
I've prepared some games, and the audience members have prepared some name tags. And what I need each of you to do is, go ahead and bring them out, you guys. What I need each of you to do is select the name tag that you like the most, because it's got something stuck to it that you like. There's some candy on some of these, or it's a movie you like, or in some cases they might have your face on it. Does anybody have any of their faces on them?
Should you pick somebody if by mistake you hit their girlfriend with a donut?
Oh, that's a great reason. Great reason to pick him. So just go and physically get the name tag from the person you want to play on behalf of.
I apologize about your girlfriend.
Natural-born killers. Natural-born killers.
Like Nat.
But like natural, but not now born killers. Did I say that right?
Yeah.
All right, fuck it. I'll represent.
Do you want him to bring that down?
Yeah, he's
all right, bring that down here. And Randy's going to go grab one while he does that.
That's Nat. He's Al.
We'll go back to a brief. We'll go to a brief.
I got it.
Okay.
Commercial message. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, I just want to quickly tell you about two California Doug Loves Movies tapings you don't want to miss. July 9th at the UCB Franklin location in Los Angeles at 9:30 p.m. and July 13th at Flappers in Burbank at 4:20. That's Tuesday and Saturday. One of your favorite guests has committed to appearing at both of those shows. Get your tickets now. Back to the show.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
All right, we're back. You guys missed some Daily Show level humor. It was incisive and political.
Sorry, Doug, we ruined your show.
Delightful. Let's see who everybody's playing for. Randy, who'd you grab?
I'm playing for Nico, brother. Where art thou?
Nico is the person's
name. And you put all of our faces on the...
Oh, he got everybody, yeah. Nico, brother, where art thou? Okay. What do you got, Ian?
I got Jeremy, myself, and Irene. I'm guessing you're Irene? Is that... Yeah, and... You're not Irene, sir, are you? Okay. Are you
He's
Jeremy?
He's Jeremy. She's Irene.
Are you Irene, ma'am? No, you're just a lady with a circle on her shoulder from a donut.
That's where it didn't hit because it was missing in the middle.
I mean, if she didn't want to get hit by a donut, she wouldn't be sitting there.
Yeah, right. It's a dumb place for a diabetic.
That's quite the victim blaming. You wouldn't be sitting there if you didn't want to get hit.
That's
right. What you're asking for.
I was doing a parody of victim blaming.
Take your nine
really
toes and get out of here.
All right, so let's check this out. There's a lot going on here. Nat and Al, born killers. Yeah. So it's like two people made this? Yeah. Nat and Al?
Got a couple right there.
Yeah, and do you like that movie that it's based on? Is that why you picked it?
Yeah, I just like the effort. I like the artistic work. I like the whatever the fuck sauce that is on the edge of the sign.
Oh, yeah, that's an interesting touch. Well, only an artist would add
ketchup,
something like that. Is that instead of a signature? Is that in lieu of signing
the corner?
Yeah, showing you how hard it was to make. So this is cardboard. It could cut you very badly.
I bet you there's some artistic people in here pissed off right now.
That's artistic. But all that candy on mine.
Let's just throw it down on the ground.
He said artistic.
Where it deserves
artistic.
To be.
Autistic. I bet you there's some mad autistic people.
I'm like, dude, that was kind of harsh. Yeah. There's some autistic people who hated that choice.
Autistic people hate that. There's too many hugs.
All right, just go ahead and put your name tags on the floor in front of you where I can see them. Name tags where I can see them, gentlemen.
Sorry.
No, that's good. That's good. I'll never forget Jeremy, myself, and Irene, or Nico, and Nat now. Those are the people that could win all of this stuff, including tickets to tonight's big show. I got a few games prepared. What's up?
I just made a noise, sorry.
Oh, okay.
Tourette's.
Now the Tourette's people, Jesus.
I have a touch of the Tourette's, so leave me alone. Or I'll yell at you for no reason.
I feel like the act of becoming a stand-up comic is a you have a touch of Tourette's.
Not
just
Tourette's.
Just for deciding that, oh, what I have to say is going to work.
Yeah, you got it.
People are going to like it. Oh. When I talk, it's going to work out great.
Yeah.
All right, this first game is called Live, Die, Repeat. It's so simple. You don't have to know anything, really. I mean, you have to know a little bit, but it helps to know. You'll see what I mean. I'm going to say the title of a movie. The first person on stage who repeats back that title in its entirety and correctly wins the game.
Sorry, Jeremy.
Okay.
So we're right? I know. Everybody always looks at me like, is that it? And yes, that is it. I'm just going to say a title.
And we have to say it back.
Yeah. I'm going to say it slowly, though. And I'll start over every time somebody guesses. Here we go.
Hold on. What we on?
And you can guess as often as you want. There's no penalty for wrong answers. Just makes you look bad.
Romancing the Stone.
See that? I love a pre-guess, too.
Putney Swope.
It is not Romancing the Stone. The odds of it being... I mean, if it were Putney Swope, I would quit.
Just walk off the
that
stage.
That would be just a coincidence.
A hail of donuts.
That's a coincidence. You can't continue after. All right, here we go. The title is Me.
Myself and Irene.
Me. And.
Dupree.
No audience guesses. Me. And. Earl.
And the real girl. Dying girl.
Me.
Me, Earl, and the dying girl.
That's it. Me and Earl and the dying girl.
I don't like this game.
I know. Has that movie been made yet?
Guess why?
I've never heard of it.
Guess why I picked that movie?
Because it was filmed here in Pittsburgh.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
Rachel in that movie, whoever she is, she's not Earl or the she's the dying girl, I guess. Her house is in Squirrel Hill. Yeah, right over there. And I say we all go there after the show. Is Rachel here? I saw a documentary about her.
Is it about a girl from Pittsburgh that gets hit in the shoulder by a donut and then later on finds out she's bleeding out through that donut hole?
You're right. They haven't made that yet.
But they should.
All right, Randy gets to go first in our next game.
Well, that's it? We don't get multiple movies to guess?
No, that's it just happens. It's like being shot out of a cannon. You don't run over and jump back in. Never said that before.
Oh my god!
And I'd admit it if I did. I've got a lot of running jokes, that but that's true. Not one of them. Oh my god. But this game lasts. Each game takes a little longer as we go along. That was like kind of a warm up, and this one's called ABCD's Nuts. This is a spelling game. We're gonna spell something.
I feel like we're back in the canon.
We're what?
I feel like we're back in the canon because we're doing that again.
Oh, I see. Yeah. You're about to get shot out again, buddy.
Oh, no.
But Randy gets to go first. This one we go one at a time. I will say to Randy a letter. He will say to me a movie that begins with that letter. If he can't think of one, he's out completely. But, you know, it's a lot of movies for each letter. but the movies begin with the, that begins with a T. And if you match the movie that I've written down ahead of time, then you win automatically. And a theme will emerge in the answers. And we're going to spell Squirrel Hill. If squirrels could laugh, it would sound like that lady in the back. Oh, I wish that the listeners could have heard that, but she really is. She is in the back, so they might be missing out. Or it might be just be one of those faces on the wall where you pull the string and it spits on you and laughs. All right, so Squirrel Hill, the first letter, Randy. We'll go to Randy, then Ian, then Roy. First letter is S, so all you gotta do is name a movie that begins with S, and you're still in this thing.
Steel Magnolias.
Great answer. There's no reason for you to be able to foresee some sort of theme, so, that's the best you could hope for. I went with Spider-Man. Yeah. The next letter is Q for you, Ian. Any movie that begins with Q?
Quiz Show.
Perfect.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I almost passed out. I was so terrified. He asked a question. I'm like, I hate game shows. Oh, yeah. We're on it. It's terrifying.
I went with Quest for Fire.
Oh, same thing.
Yeah, I know, right? That's a weird turn, but there's just not enough Q. Anyway, U is the next letter for Roy. Any movie that begins with U?
Under Siege.
Oh, that's a really good
two,
one.
Part two, the one everyone hates.
Oh, shit. But if you go full, part two, you got to say the full title. You got to remember the rest of that stuff after the colon.
Oh, bitch, it's nothing to me. Under Siege, but just two, Dark Territory.
Yeah, there you go.
Starring Morris Chestnut.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Steven Seagal got top billing, but yes.
In the hood, they put Morris Chestnut on the poster.
Yeah, and it was, remember who played his daughter? Who played Seagal's daughter?
No.
What's her nuts? Catherine Heigl.
No.
It's true!
I love this when I'm not asked questions.
She played Gerard Depardieu's daughter in a movie once, too. And she was
creepy
like 10
movie.
And wearing the horrible, a very revealing bathing suit. It made me uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. I had to leave the movie and take care of some things. I went with Yuli's Gold for you. Yuli's Gold. People probably don't even know what that's about.
Peter Fonda.
Yeah, it is. Good job. And an audience member said Beekeeper. You guys, you know your shit. Back to you, Randy. I.
Interspace.
Oh, so close. Because I went with Infestation. R, Ian.
Rambo.
Yeah. Yeah, that's always a safe answer. I believe Rambo 4 or 5 was just called Rambo. I went with Return of the Fly.
Oh, come on.
I know. Then there's a second R, Roy.
Ronin.
I like that. I picked Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Oh.
E, back to Randy.
E?
E.
Every Which Way But Loose. Thank you very much.
What if
Thank
I
you.
Had written down every which...
I'll be naming
which...
other Clint Eastwood movies after the show.
Left Turn, Clyde.
What if I had written down Every Which Way You Can?
Because it's any which
that,
way you can.
That would have been a sad... Oh. Either way, though, I didn't write down either or any. I wrote Eight-Legged Freaks. L to Ian.
Oh, no.
You can do it.
I got relaxed, and now I freaked out now.
Just start to say, just go, L, and then...
Tighten your
La Bamba.
Finish it. Yes. Hey.
Oh, my God.
I came from your gut.
I know. Pretty sure I've got an ulcer after that one.
You tightened up your core and launched it.
Yeah, stop using your brain. Use your gut. H is an excellent... for L, I went with Larva.
Same.
Larva. So, you know, we got... so far, all these movies have, like, bugs and spiders in them and stuff. Yeah, I like to, you know, point it out. H.
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
That's a... I should have done that. I should have shrunk the kid. No, I went with Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets. I, Randy.
In the Loop.
I like that movie.
It's a great flick.
Yeah. Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom. L is your letter.
L?
Mm-hmm. You already had one. You already had one L. I don't think they did La Bamba 2. The Aftermath.
Oh, no. Story kind of concludes. Yeah.
La la la.
You just said it. I mean, literally.
La la la.
La la
la. La la la. La la
la. La la
la. La
la. LA Story?
Yes. Of course, the working title of La La Land, LA Story. I went with Ladybugs. Ladybugs. Rodney Dangerfield.
That's a good one, too.
Kids playing soccer. Girls. Girls soccer team. The Ladybugs. But there's one, he brings in a ringer that's a boy and he puts a wig on him. It's very forward thinking.
Yeah. Let's remake that one.
Go there and play. We're all going to use the same bathroom.
One more L for Roy.
Oh, yeah.
Give Lion him L, King. Roy. What?
Lion King.
It's the Lion King.
It's not Lion King?
Okay, I'll take it.
No, that's fine, because I had L.A. Confidential in my back.
Oh, that's another good one, yeah. I couldn't think of another L movie that had anything to do with bugs or spiders or snakes, so I just said Ladybugs again. And nobody won, but everybody survived. You're all going to the final round.
Can I just mention that lady's furious? She's taking her candy off her pegboard over there. She's like, I'm not playing, I'm eating it, candy. Don't throw it at that diabetic lady over there.
What kind of candy you got on there? Yeah, what? Name one.
Name
what
one.
What kind? What's the best one? Whoa.
Sour Patch Kids.
Starts with an S.
Shit out.
What else? Hey, toss one of those up here. What? Oh, bottles? No, thanks. Don't throw bottles at us. Oh, God. All right. Is that Dunkin' Donuts empty? No. Randy, do you want to throw one?
Come on, Randy. Chuck it harder, that one lady.
We didn't have you throw one after you said me and Earl and the dying girl. Oh, that was nice.
You skipped it across the crowd like it was a lake and a rock.
My dad took me donut throwing as a kid.
Skipping donuts across the lake?
Yeah, you know.
Crowd,
before he
pond,
went for coffee, my
difference?
Dad took me for a donut.
All right, let's determine a winner today because somebody needs to go out of here, walk out of here with all these prizes. And to do that, we're going to play a round of Last Man Stanton.
Okay. For Jeremy!
This is for, yeah, you're playing for Jeremy. I am going to go into the audience. Pre-selected people via the internet are going to give me a suggestion of the name of an actor or actress. And then we're going to start with Randy. I like to play along on this one, but I cannot win. I'm just here as a spoiler. So we'll start Randy, then it goes to me, then Roy, then Ian. We just have to name movies that person was in. If you can't think of one, you're out. But you each have one lifeline. You can go to your name tag owner one time for assistance.
Get ready, Jeremy.
Yeah. And I think you should go early. That's what I tell people, is get help from an audience member early and then hang in there longer, is how I think it should work.
I can't concentrate that sound. I'm kidding. Do what you want. It's just funny to me that you're angry.
Yeah. It's a lot of crinkling coming from over there. But that is smart. When your name tag doesn't get chosen, you don't have to buy food here at the club. You just sit there and... Eat your snacks.
Well, you should have thought about that before. I don't know what I meant at all. I'm just happy that I don't have to name a movie after a letter again. So happy about that. Oh my goodness. Yeah, panic terrible. Attack.
Well, you're going to panic again, probably.
Son of a bitch.
But let's go to the Dave Hart. Where's he at?
Over here.
Hey, dude.
Dave.
What do you do? You work with a what kind of vehicle?
Self-driving cars.
Self-driving cars?
It's one of the test cities for Uber.
Oh, how's it going?
We're still trying.
We're still trying.
Did one of them hit a lady or something here?
That is like a great campaign slogan.
I have a serious question about the self-driving cars and stuff. Are y'all concerned about people fucking in the cars? Like after last call? Oh, okay. All right. But
they're just empty at this point.
So it's just an autonomous car.
But once it's a thing, you're going to try to get it out there to the public. Is that what people are going to do with it?
Why would you get a hotel if you could get a self-driving Uber to just pull up? You just bang on the bridge, ladies.
Yeah, but people are going to go at it solo, too. If they're just sitting there alone.
That one guy that worked for the pirates.
Yeah.
That's he's going to be over.
That was like a not tell it out loud story.
Oh, yeah.
So you'll be sitting at a green light.
Yeah. Son of a
you'll
bitch.
Be sitting at a green light going, why won't this jerk off go?
I had no idea I was
No, that's
supposed.
Okay. No.
Ooh.
It wasn't totally public knowledge, but it is now.
All right, Dave. So you get to be the person who suggests a name today for us to play in this game.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
He's going Gyllenhaal, comma, Jake. Now, this is the part where I look at the panelists. Ian does not look confident. I think that Randy could do some Gyllenhaals. How do you feel, Roy?
I'm good for about four.
Okay. Well,
now,
let's...
do I have to be on the nose down to the colon mm-hmm. dark territory
mm-hmm.
of the title?
Yeah, but Gyllenhaal doesn't have any of those. He's never in sequels. Except for the first movie he's in, I think, is a classic after the colon. And I'll say it when it gets to me. But let's get a second name, right?
Maggie Gyllenhaal.
Let's make it.
No. Please, no.
Yeah, Maggie Gyllenhaal and Peter Sarsgaard. Let's get the whole family. No, but let's go to, where's Lyra the Russian?
Hello.
Hey, did I say that right? Lyra?
Lara.
Lara?
The Russian?
L-E-R-A, the Russian.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if you've ever wanted to meet the Russian, here she is. Any questions, guys, for the Russian?
Yes, can you keep your fingers out of the voting booth? Because those cars would be finished by now.
Yeah, Lyra, keep her out of it.
Lyra.
Who are you voting for?
What do you do for a living, Lyra? I work for Section 8 housing. Section 8 housing.
Dope. As a Russian?
Dope.
That's very nice of you. And what's your suggestion for today?
Bill Murray.
Bill Murray, all right.
That's fair.
That's it. Yeah. I'm closing it down. It's Bill Murray or Jake Gyllenhaal. I don't believe they've ever worked together, but I could be surprised at some point. Like I said, you got one lifeline, guys, so use it wisely. And if your lifeline craps out on you, we have a special thing where you can pull out your phone and call a celebrity. You have to call the most famous person you think will pick up the phone and answer the question.
Kenny G?
Yeah, you're fucking calling Kenny G.
This is a job for Kenny Gorlick, if there ever was one.
I can't talk right now. It's daytime. I'm flying. I have to get as many miles in as I can before the sun starts to fall.
Every superhero has an Achilles, you know?
This is the saxophone.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't believe I'm a Kenny G fans over here. Oh. You leave that saxophone out of this.
That guy with the P on his shirt over there? That's because he's a Kenny G fan.
He's dyslexic.
Yeah, no, he's just
supposed to be a G.
Just put a P on his shirt so no one will know. No one will ever guess that it's for Kenny G.
Kenny G.
Is the P just mean Pittsburgh?
Yeah, that's okay. The Pirates logo.
Just oh, it is? That's a logo?
Yeah. Well, it's their insignia. It's not the official logo. But
that one on the hat. I get that one. That looks.
It's the same
just,
logo.
Did you make that yourself?
No.
No? Where'd you go? Did you go to the Pittsburgh store?
Knockoffs
in the strip district, whatever that means. Sounds like an area I need to go to.
Yeah.
It's a yellow P.
You can do it
however you can.
I know.
You don't pay full price for one fucking letter on your shirt. That's a smart man.
The Pirates guy was too busy jerking off to come up with a more intricate logo, so.
I understand the Penguins logo. He's got the hockey puck and he's wearing skates. You don't want to get that bootleg. That'd
right.
be fucking weird. It'd be a walrus. Right. Walrus with... Isn't that the Penguins logo?
That's a
What's
man.
That guy's shirt say? Ventura? Like California Ventura?
Yeah.
Holy shit, dude.
Is that a knockoff? Are you from Ventura? Because that's what you have to wear, right? You have to wear your town on your shirt just in case you get lost.
That's why his shirt says, oh, hello. He's from hello, Ohio.
Oh, nice shirts.
Oh, hello. I don't know where I'm from. Please get me home.
We got the Italian. Is that an Italian soccer kit right
yes,
there?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I thought she was a Beetlejuice fan at first. Or just came from Foot Locker. All right. Okay, so we got to play this game. All right, so like I said, Randy's going to start us off, and then it'll go to me, and we'll just go around naming movies with the great Bill Murray and the, you know, also pretty good Jake Gyllenhaal.
So the whiskey's starting to hit me. I got questions. Can we pick either actor at any time throughout the contest, or do we do Gyllenhaal to exhaustion and then...
No. It's
so
we're
I
doing
can pull
both.
Me the bucket at any time.
Yeah, should we get Kenny G on the phone right now?
So save the strategy is to save your most obscure ones if you can remember.
Oh, son of
for later.
Okay.
You know, because if you say those early, it's not stopping anybody.
Mm. Got that, Ian?
No, I'm out. Sorry, Jeremy.
Go ahead, Randy.
Stripes.
Who's in that?
Should we like point so we know which bucket we're looking?
Wait, what do you mean? The Bill Murray or the... But they're both over there, though.
Oh, yeah, you don't have to point at anybody.
One's a Russian.
I was just joking around. I mean, I think most of these will know which one was in it. I don't remember Bill Murray in Brokeback Mountain.
Nice.
I just can't quit.
So what's the rotation? One, two, three?
Me? Yeah, it's you now, yeah.
Let's go Ghostbusters.
Okay. That makes it easy for Ian.
Ghostbusters 2. We're still in this, Jeremy. You can't stop us, Russian.
Randy?
Meatballs.
Uh-huh.
Are you ready for the summertime? And a whole lot of fooling around.
Oh, my God. Will you really sing the theme song of every... Okay, yeah. Caddyshack? Okay. Roy?
Nightcrawler.
Oh, yeah. Do you like that? Okay. I like that movie. I recommend it to people when they come back to me going, please don't ever talk to me. Please stop.
Charlie's Angels.
Oh, nice.
We're still in it, Jeremy.
Whatever you do, don't go full throttle.
Too late. I got way too confident.
Randy?
Moonrise Kingdom.
Oh, okay. I like the box that opens up. Might as well bang out some of those, right? I'll go all the way back to Rushmore. Roy.
Prince of Persia.
Oh, God damn it. Right? There's some stupid extra words in there.
Shh. Wow.
Let's see if he can figure it out. Based on an audience member saying the words.
The Prince of Persia's Sands of Time.
Yes! You did it! Nice pull.
I don't want to bring it up, but I'm pretty sure a black guy helped you.
I'm calling you the Prince of Pulsia, because that was a good pull. Ian?
Oh, no. I was too busy being funny, and then I forgot.
We got Moonrise Kingdom and Rushmore. Don't. People are just saying them now. That guy was wrong when he did it. And so don't repeat that by continuing this. We're going to play this game for a while.
Garfield.
So say anything yet. What's that?
Garfield.
Very good.
I'd walk out too. It's been halfway through the show. I've got to comb my hair.
We're going to... Randy?
Where the Buffalo Roam.
Uh-huh. That's right. An early Bill Murray one that wasn't well received. what's his name? Hunter Thompson. I'm going to go with Garfield 2, : A Tale of Two Kitties.
How do you know this shit?
Because that is too stupid to not know. Back to you, Roy. You could go to your lifeline. Doesn't hurt to use it early because, you know, might jumpstart some ideas.
Yeah, we're good.
Let's go to Nat now. No?
No, I don't
know. No, not yet, Nat now. Settle down, Nat now.
End of Watch.
Yes. Now, you like that one.
That was a solid
answer. Okay, good. I like that
Michael
one a lot.
Michael Pena's that
Is that dude. When the iPhone came out and people stopped using watches?
You're right. Just turn away. what do you got, Ian?
Lost in Translation.
Look at you!
I'm out. Oh, my God.
You're still in, dude.
Oh, my God.
Randy?
Jarhead.
Okay. Like, I mean, I got a high and tight haircut, but there's no reason to call names. This one's super fun too, and I meant to say it early on, but I'm glad I saved it. Jake Gyllenhaal's one of his first appearances in motion pictures was in. Oh, fuck. Oh, I feel like I'm gonna fuck it up, but here goes. City Slickers 2, The Search for Curly's Gold.
You nailed it.
Somebody in the back went, wrong.
Legend. I'm gonna go with...
Wait, it's Legend and not Search?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah.
They're not searching for it? They're just sitting around talking about what a legend it is?
You nailed a Tale of Two Kitties. Yeah. So we gotta get you that one.
Yeah, fuck you, oh hello. Son of a bitch. All right, back to you, Roy.
Day After Tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Well.
There's no fucking colon.
What's before day?
What do you mean before day?
Yesterday.
The day before tomorrow?
Yeah. No, no.
You're fucking with
me. You're so close.
I was right.
It's just called.
Liberty's frozen.
It's just
ice
called
and shit.
Day After Tomorrow.
That's what I said. Day
it's
after
not
tomorrow.
A specific day after tomorrow. You think it's a
What's
day after
boy?
Tomorrow?
The next day after tomorrow.
The day after tomorrow.
It's just
the.
Yeah, there's a fucking the on there. I'm pretty sure.
Fucking...
Well, that's why, you know, you give. That's why you give another chance. You don't just say wrong. You say, you know,
the Clue Crew.
Full
title. They call the people on Jeopardy that fuck with you for fucking up.
Ian.
Kingpin.
Oh, look at you.
That's really good.
That's another Pennsylvania movie.
I only know Bill Murray.
Groundhog Day.
Yes. Seems obs. That might have helped Roy a little bit. What do you think, Roy? Looking back on all those Bill Murrays. And recently, lots of character actor work from that gentleman. We named Moonrise Kingdom and Rushmore. Shh. Don't know why people still want to say answers. I think they just got really fucked up and came down here and don't know what's happening. Like at their AA meetings, they can say all the answers they want. You haven't gone to Nat and Al yet.
No. It's not my turn.
It isn't?
No. It's your turn.
I said, what do you got, Roy? I fucked up on the Legend of Curly's Gold. Which I still think is Search.
Stay in the game.
Oh, that's so nice of you.
Stay in the game.
Oh, it's thanks. Oh, in that case.
Name a movie. You're still in this shit.
Okay, I'll go with, if I'm still in it, I'll say Zombieland. Yeah. Bill Murray.
He was in Zombieland?
Mm-hmm. As himself. It's a great turn. It's a great moment.
Spider-Man Far From Home.
Whoa. Who's in that? Gyllenhaal's in that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he's like the bad guy? I don't watch trailers anymore.
Don't spoil it. I don't know what the
fuck he is, but
he's in
it. I just go see the fucking movie. Okay. Cool.
I'll see it.
Yeah, it opens in a couple days. Right? Yeah.
I feel like if it's already on IMDb, the shit count.
I feel like you're right.
Okay.
Ian?
Oh.
Do you want to go to your lifeline?
Can I go to my lifeline?
Yeah, where are they at? Where's Jeremy and
Jeremy
Irene?
Speaking. Bubble Boy. He's got the internet. We're up here alone. You could have clapped for us after a couple answers. That was a dick move. Thank you, bud.
Write again, sorry about your lady.
It's not the Adventures of, it's just straight up Bubble Boy? Okay.
Didn't mean to hit your lady with a donut.
The Legend of Bubble Boy.
A legend.
I wish it was The Search for Bubble Boy. Randy?
Donnie Darko.
Yes, Donnie Darko.
Okay. The locals are getting all the applause.
I'm going to go with Demolition.
Fuck you. That was my fucking ace in
the hole. Was it?
Fuck. That was my Gyllenhaal obscure fucking none of these three fucks will know it movie. Shit.
Yeah, I fucks.
All right, so I got to burn my Life Aquatic with Steve Zissou now.
Oh, that is a good one.
I didn't want to burn it yet, though.
Well, if I can tell you, fuck you, that's my fucking go-to, you motherfucker, fucking son of a fucking bitch. Didn't think any of these tricking dicks would have that fucking one.
So Ian's out?
Ian's out.
Okay.
Wait, aren't you allowed to call somebody famous in your phone?
I don't have no Kenny G's lying around my phone book.
Well, that's also if your lifeline fails
Nikki
you.
Nikki Sixx is not going to know.
Yeah, we don't have time for everybody to be making calls. Randy?
I can't remember what I was going to...
So many.
Yeah, so I was trying to... it was like strategy, like which one am I going to burn?
Yeah.
Quick Change.
Oh, yes, Quick Change. That's good. I'm going to say The Dead Don't Die in theaters now.
Yeah.
Back to Roy.
Nat Now. Lifeline time.
Nat Now.
Give me one.
You got this.
Wait, your name's not Nat or
Al. People are dying to fucking yell out. Why'd you think it was your turn, lady?
Squirrel Town, shut up.
Did you hear what she said?
No.
Roy?
I did.
Oh, okay, we didn't hear it. So let's just go to Nat or Al or both.
Oakjaw.
Ooh, deep cut.
Yeah, right. Netflix movie where Gyllenhaal gives a wacky performance, I'm told. I haven't seen it.
It's great. Bong Joon-ho.
Okay. Yeah, Bong Joon-ho to you too. All right, skipping Ian.
Moo.
Randy.
Royal Tenenbaums.
Yes.
Oh,
the
king.
Royal Tenenbaums. You know, there's a lot of things you guys know about me. You know that I like musicals. That I love movies, and I think you also probably know that I love dogs.
Is that Must Love Dogs?
Must Love Dogs.
No, Isle of Dogs.
Oh, Isle of Dogs. Oh. Is it Gyllenhaal in Must Love Dogs?
What? No, that's okay. John Cusack.
Right. Did anybody say Caddyshack yet?
Yeah.
Anybody say Caddyshack 2 yet?
Why would he be in that?
Jake Gyllenhaal was in it.
Jake Gyllenhaal classic, Caddyshack 2.
He's all right. Give me a 10-second countdown.
10 seconds.
And Kenny G does the music too.
Here we go. 8 seconds. Does he know? 4 seconds.
Ghostbusters remake with Melissa McCarthy.
Yes! Yes! I thought the first time somebody said Ghostbusters, they meant that one.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah, that is fucked up. That is just
shooting from
same
court,
name
like
exactly.
Steph Curry, baby, and I just fucking hit it.
Yeah.
You're more like Durant on one leg.
It should have been called Ghostbusters, colon, here we go again. Randy.
Broken Flowers.
Listen to this guy.
What the fuck movies do you watch?
That's another Jim Jarmusch.
You're laughing when I said Putney Swope earlier.
Yeah.
It's like you got a spastic colon or something.
Broken Flowers is another. Broken Flowers is another Jim Jarmusch movie, yeah. And he just did The Dead Don't Die with him, and he also did coffee and cigarettes. Yes, some
with RZA and the Gizza.
Some answers remind you of other movies.
That's y'all like pulling like these Turner Classic Movies that I
no. There's no way Jim Jarmusch is on Turner Classic Movies.
I'll put a spell on you.
Stranger Than Paradise.
Bill Murray.
Yep, you got this. So many movies.
I'm out of Gyllenhaals.
He's in all the movies.
So many that you forget.
Right?
Half of the fucking movies.
It's tough when you're on the spot.
I don't know, man. Fucking Rookie of the Year. Taking Care of Business. I added just some shit with the Cubs in it.
Right? He should be in some shit with the Cubs in it.
I'm out.
Okay.
Oh, that person's I'm out.
Does he like even show up in that Fever Pitch movie?
Al, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Should watch more Bill. The irony is that I'm good friends with Brian Doyle Murray. Like, that's like.
Oh, you know what's stupid? I'm in a movie with Bill Murray and I didn't even name it.
Oh, shit. I know which one. I know which one. Don't say it yet. Don't say it yet. Don't say it yet. Let's see what Randy's got.
I'm so mad.
Randy and Doug, the showdown.
Randy.
Tootsie.
What? Oh, yeah. Yeah, Tootsie. Bill Murray and Ian Bagg co-star in Cradle Will Rock.
Nobody saw it.
No?
Truth. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
Truth.
Yeah, okay.
I thought Truth, who wants to touch me?
Don't you say no.
Not you, Russian. You go see some opera stars.
All right, back to you,
sorry,
Randy.
Ballet stars. Apologize.
Scrooge.
This is intense. I can't believe this is happening. Larger than life.
That's the elephant movie?
Yeah.
Fuck.
All right.
Operation Dumbo Stop.
I don't want to burn the lifeline just yet.
Oh, what the fuck?
I haven't done it.
You still
right, Nico.
Got your lifeline? Look at you go.
Look at you go.
Nico.
He's going to Nico.
Osmosis Jones.
Osmosis Jones.
Thank you, Nico. Well played.
Nice work.
Damn.
Space Jam.
Seriously, he was in it?
Yeah.
Who did he find?
The Razor's Edge.
Oh! Damn it. Oh. Oh. Oh, motherfucker. What was that one? Oh, St. Vincent.
But McCarthy.
Damn.
What's the Jake Gyllenhaal movie filmed in Pittsburgh where he dates Anne Hathaway and she has...
That's not how
Love
this game
and
is played.
Love and Other Drugs.
That's not how this game is played.
Describe the title. That's the name of that game.
Love. I said it. I already said it.
So I can't use that one?
No, because you can't also ask us what answer
I mean,
you should.
I had an internal monologue just kind of came out. It wasn't an actual
plea. Keep it inside. You want to go with Love and Other Drugs?
Yeah, give it to
him. Don't stop it.
Yeah, give it
to him.
I
don't
understand what people aren't getting about how we're going to finish this game, and then you can go home and yell out anything you want.
Get out, sir.
That guy, he's thinking of yelling out, so he's just saving all of us.
Yet enough.
Now he's going to go in the green room. Hey, that's comics only, buddy.
We're going to drop a deuce.
Oh, man, he was going to leave such a steamer in there.
He looked like he had movie knowledge, too.
He did.
He did.
You want to describe anything else?
What's that movie that one guy named Bill Murray's in?
I'm almost ready to tap out. I'm going to be pissed.
Don't
but
be pissed.
Doesn't he do the...
You did great. I play this all the time.
I came in second place.
He's not in the Grand Budapest Hotel.
What's that?
Grand Budapest Hotel.
That's correct.
All right.
That's what somebody yelled out in the back earlier that most people didn't hear. All right, so you're still in it, and you're about to lose. If I could think of one more.
What's on that paper over there?
Answers.
No, just all everything everybody said so far.
Oh, okay.
Which is a kind of a form of cheating, because if you could see it. Some of my guests, Sam Levine, likes to write them down as we play. It makes it easier for him, but...
I'm just fucking with you.
Have you ever lost? Up.
Oh, yeah, I lose all the time.
Huh.
Yeah, because I say search instead of legend. I get fucked by my own rules.
Do you get mad and take your movies home?
Taking all the movies and going home.
I'm taking my movie, you're not going home. But we
no
get
movies for anyone.
I said VCR.
Oh, you know what? Fantastic, Mr. Fox.
I was trying to
remember. Yeah, I'm sorry. Sorry to do that to you, Randy. Really thought it was yours.
The only thing I got is, I'm not sure, was Gyllenhaal in Celebrity?
Oh, the Woody Allen movie?
Yeah.
Can't be confirmed.
If there were only some way to...
I'm the winner. But Randy is really the winner, everybody. Give it up for Randy Bowman.
The winners are the children. The
Where's Nico
the...
at?
Nico
here,
is really the
Nico.
Winner.
Get Nico all this
Nico,
stuff.
Come
Two
on
bags for Nico.
Nico.
Here's another bag for Nico. Where's Nico at? You gonna come get your stuff, Nico?
He's coming, he's coming.
Oh, there
he
is.
Nico.
All right.
Right on. One for one. Two.
Congratulations, man. All right, there you go.
Sweet beer, bro.
Good job,
hit
dude.
Get him with a donut.
When he's appreciate it.
Get one of them donuts. Hit Nico. Right.
Yeah, go ahead. One more donut. Let's do this. Last donut.
Hit his ass. Moving target. Moving target.
Oh, look at that.
Ooh.
No, that was meant for no one.
Yeah.
Oh, Nico wasn't. He's back in his seat now.
Damn. It was like skeet shooting.
Yeah, pass it. Pass it to Nico.
Like Duck Hunt.
Notice the Russian didn't even flinch. No soul, those Russians. No soul.
Where's Nico at? Where's Nico? Raise your hand. All right, this is coming for you, Nico. Ready? Holy shit.
Oh my God.
Sorry, lady. Sorry, lady.
You got a guy in a dick.
Pass it back to Nico.
There's more donuts here.
No, those are gross. Look at those.
Chuck 'em, Isaac.
Yeah.
Six pack.
Fascinating podcast listening. Look at donuts. All right, let's do some plugs, and then we'll get out of here. Randy, thank you so much for having this festival.
Yes.
The DVE Comedy Fest. Thank you for having me on the podcast stage as the only show on the podcast stage. I'm honored.
Yeah.
The whole stage just for me.
That, and we built it for you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And what else you got to plug?
Well, you can always listen to the DVE Morning Show here in Pittsburgh on iHeartRadio. And tonight, of course, this won't apply to anybody who's listening, but people in the audience, we still have the show with Bill Burr, Billy Gardell, Roy Wood Jr., Jessica Kirsten, and Ian Beck.
There's like two seats left in the huge arena. Like, it's really very close to sold out. So grab them if you still want to go and you didn't win tickets tonight. Hey, is Nico going to go? Are you going, Nico?
Yeah, for sure.
And you got three friends that are going with you? That's beautiful.
Yeah.
All right. You worked it all out already?
Yep.
How'd you do it? With knowing glances? Like, do you even know those people at your table? Are they going?
Them shits on StubHub already.
Yeah, right?
Nico ain't shit.
Sold. Ian Bagg, what do you got to plug? What's going on?
My name is Ian Bagg, and you can find me at ianbagg.com, I-A-N-B-A-G-G.com. I have a podcast about owning a house. That's what I have. It's called Ian Bagg Bought a House. And I talk to contractors from all around the world, and let me make all the mistakes in renovating things for you. That's what my podcast
is. That sounds very helpful. Roy Wood Jr.
I'm on the Daily Show most nights talking shit. So if you're into that, watch it. If that's not your cup of tea.
The Russian hates that.
Yeah. ComedyCentral.com and YouTube for This Is Not Happening, for which I hosted the last two seasons of.
Mm-hmm.
So some good quality comedians telling real stories. So if you're into podcasts, and I know you'll be into some of these long form stories that the comedians do, so check that out. It's all free.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's on YouTube. YouTube is free.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
I didn't write anything else down to talk about that's coming up for me. So just, you know, go to my website and figure out where I'm going to be at. I guess I'll say it again. Dayton on Wednesday. You guys ever do a show on the night before 4th of July?
I am, yes.
Yeah, where are you going to be at?
I'm at the Hermosa Beach Comedy Magic Club.
Oh, that's going to be sweet there.
That's a tough one. Is 4th of July and Super Bowl Sunday. Those are terrible performance days.
I like a challenge.
Yeah, you can't do a show on the 4th, but even the 3rd, people are like getting ready to go do their weekend, their thing that they're going to do.
Outside energy.
Can I just mention something to the
outside
Russian? July 4th is the Independence Day.
Where we finally split from Canada. So come out and see me in Dayton. And thank you again to this festival, to the improv, to all you guys for coming out, wearing all these crazy costumes, shirts with words on them. And one more time for all of my guests, Randy Bauman, Ian Bagg, Roy Wood Jr. As always, positive energy!